start pointing.
Okay, or invoke, you ever use the term invoke? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, okay. What is it that you might put on toast in the morning? You put
butter.
And what else? If you put butter on it, then you might put grape.
Yeah.
Yeah, grape, yeah. And let me see. If you wanted to season your food a little bit, you might say, pass me the
butter.
Somebody had an apple and some apples and you wanted one, you might say, what, give
me an apple.
Okay. Let me see. You might say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. What do you call the hard center of a cherry?
Of a chair.
Of a cherry.
Cherry. Seed.
Okay. What about the hard center of a peach?
Seed.
Okay. What about a peach that separates easily from the seed?
Open stone.
Okay. And one that does not separate easily?
Plum peach.
Of a plum peach. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the center of an apple?
Core.
Okay. Let's see. On a walnut. We were talking a minute ago about the stuff that you use for dye. You take this, what do you call the soft outer shell of a walnut? Okay, and then after you get that, you've got what?
Walnut.
Yeah, and then the hard shell is called what? Is that the hole too? You know that?
Yeah, there's two holes too.
Okay, and then after you get it open finally,
you get the kernel.
Okay. If somebody came in to a store and they were out of oranges, the oranges were all gone, and they might say, "Have you got any oranges?" And the man would say, "No, the oranges
are all gone."
Okay. What is it that it's red and about the size of an apple? It's not an apple, it's a vegetable. And you cut them in slices and put them on
sandwiches.
Okay. What about little red things that look like little tiny turnips? And you can eat them raw sometimes.
Radishes. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. What about potatoes? That a certain type of potatoes, that when you cook them, they're not white. They're kind of a yellow, orange.
Sweet potatoes.
Okay. You ever hear the term yam?
Yes, sir.
What is that the same thing?
Same thing, yes. Okay.
What about the things that when you feel them, they make you cry? Yeah. When I was in the Army, it looked like every time I got sent to the kitchen to do KP work, they always had about 20 bushels of onions I had to peel. What about very small onions? Do you have any certain names for them?
Shallots.
Okay. What?
Shallots.
If you've got a bunch of beans, say green beans or something, and you sit down with a paper in your lap, what do you do to them?
String beans.
Okay. What other kind of beans are there?
Butter beans and...
You're here, lima beans?
Lima beans and butter beans are the same.
Okay. What different kinds of string beans are there?
Stick beans and bunch beans.
Okay.
Two kinds. Of course, there's a lot of different names.
Oh, yeah, they got all kinds
but
of different names.
Stick beans and bunch beans, and lima beans, we always call them butter beans.
Okay. What about the tops of beets and turnips and things like that you can eat?
Well, the turnip greens is good. Well, I've never cooked any beet tops.
Okay.
I have.
Did you used to make pickle beet tops?
I'd get to make beet out of the stems. I pickle them, the stems.
But not the greens.
Not the leaves.
I pick them that way.
That's good. Well, now, I never did cook no leaves, but I have pickled the stems. Cook beets, you know, and cut the stems off something like 3 or 4 inches and cook them. And then when I go to peel my beets, I'd take them stems off and put them in vinegar that we like. Of course, when I was raising my family, I had to cook, just think of anything I could think of.
Yes.
It's different than what it is now. We didn't have a deep freeze at school.
That's right. So you had to either salt meat down or pickle everything else.
That's right. We had to raise our living.
Yeah, right. If you have one head of lettuce and somebody gives you two more, then you'd have three.
Three heads.
Okay. What about on an ear of corn, the leaves and stuff that you have to pull off to get down?
Otter.